suspended in time and space for a moment. This is Dave Rabbit's Hard Rock Podcast Show, which features artists and their music from the Podshow Podsafe Music Network, which is located at www.podshow.com. I live in a very private, kinky world of darkness, a universe whose dimensions are the size, thickness, and length of my Johnson. In here, in the vastness of space, in the void that is the internet, is an enemy known as isolation and boredom. It sits here waiting for you, waiting with the patience of eons, forever waiting. So put down your lotion and quit whacking off. Sit back, listen, and enjoy the ride. You've just crossed over from reality and entered the Rabbit Podcast Zone. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the inaugural show of the Rabbit Zone. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to highlight on a weekly basis different groups that I have found that I was very impressed with and have selected one of the songs of the ones that they may have available, which is on the website of the Podshow Podsafe Music Network at www.podshow.com. And considering my roots are hard acid rock, I decided to stay in my own genre that I'm comfortable with. And this first band that we're going to hear from is called American Halo. And American Halo is a four-piece all-girl rock band that was formed in the fall of 2005 by Nicole and Kristen, who were roommates. The band has performed various shows all over the New Jersey area and for 17 Magazine and for other production companies. Some of their band influences were Motion City Soundtrack, Jack Off Jill, Aerosmith, and Fall Out Boy. And American Halo also has a website you can go to. It's www.AmericanHaloMusic.com. That's www.AmericanHaloMusic.com. And here they are, Your Halo by American Halo.
Such is me.
Interesting song. I thought the girls, did a pretty good job of the thing. they might want to go to classes on how to scream through a microphone, but other than that, I thought they did pretty well. Also, I want to remind everybody, what I need you to do is I need you to come back to my homepage here at Podomatic, which is www.daverabbit.podomatic.com. And then I want you to go to the Rabbit Podcast Zone Episode 1, and there's a comment button, and I'd like you to put your comments about the different bands. Bands that you like, bands that you thought sucked, if you liked the show, if you thought the show sucked, just comments in general. I think it'll be a lot of fun. I know the band members are going to be checking in to the site and viewing fans or potential fans comments along the way, and I think it'll just be a lot of fun if you give them some feedback. The next band is American Heartbreak, and we're going to be listening to one of their songs called Postcards from Hell. They're from San Francisco, and the bass player Michael Butler also does the Rock and Roll Geek show, which is heard through the internet. It doesn't give a particular town for these guys, but it does say they're from the United States. Their band influences were Wild Hearts, Cheap Trick, and AC/DC. Ladies and gentlemen, say good evening to Postcards from Hell. from Hell by American Heartbreak. Also, if you'd like to find out more about American Heartbreak, they have a website, www.americanheartbreak.com. Our next band is Amp Sex, that's A-M-P-S-E-X, and they have a website, myspace.com/AmpSex, that's A-M-P-S-E-X. Amp Sex is a rock band with engaging lyrics and a radio-friendly guitar rock sound from San Francisco, California. Hard rock songs presenting echoing and guitar sensibilities of Guns N' Roses, combined with lyrical songwriting stylings of the Foo Fighters and Weezer. They're, again, from California, and their band influences are Foo Fighters, Guns N' Roses, Weezer, and Beck. And the song I'm going to preview for you is entitled Crazy Bitch. Now, I love this song, because I could really have played this song a lot of times during my life, but I think you're going to like this one. It's called Crazy Bitch. Crazy Bitch by Amp Sex. Great song. Band 4 coming up is Angel Vivaldi. And Angel is a 20-year-old guitar instrumentalist, vocalist, soloist who hails from Central New Jersey. He started playing guitar in 1999, presently working on a new album titled Revelations, which is due to be released sometime in the spring of 2006, so it should possibly be out right now. He has a website. It's www.angelvivaldi.com. angelviv.net. That's angelviv.net. He, again, is from New Jersey. Some of his band influences are Tool, Creed, Dream Theater, Steve Vall, and Evergrey. And so let's listen to his song, and it's entitled As the Sky Lay Burning. Angel Vivaldi. Our next band is going to slow us down just a little bit, but when I heard the song, I was really impressed. This is by a group called Architect Falls, and although they had no bio listed, they are from New York. And the website that they reference is a website called www.supertoadrecords. That's SUPERTOAD records.com. And I was very impressed with the song in general, and I hope that, as I said before earlier, that all of you that are listening to the show, and there's a buttload of you worldwide, if you'd simply come in and make a comment on the comment page on DaveRabbit.podomatic.com on episode 001. The band can get some input, and if you like them and enjoy their songs, please be sure and visit their website. So let's listen to these guys. I think you're going to be really impressed. This is Architect Falls, Lily White with Hazel Eyes. Song, Lily White with Hazel Eyes by Architect Falls. Our next band, or actually artist, is Art Linton. And Art has a website also. It's cdbaby.com/cd/Art Linton. That's cdcharlesdavidbaby.com / C as in Charles, D as in David, / Art, ArtLinton. Art hails from Georgia. His musical influences are Elvis Costello, Van Morrison, Bob Dylan, and Billy Joel. Let's listen to his creation entitled Broken. Just keep on coming. That was Art Linton and Broken. Our next band is Babylon Bombs, and their website is www.babylonbombs.net. That's BABYLONBOMBS.net. And these guys are from Sweden. All right. Their influences are Gun N' Roses, D.A.D., Motley Crue, Poison, L.A. Guns, and Aerosmith. And their song is entitled Louder.
Down, laying into the groove.
rocking with a big 69 here at Dave Rabbitville. Wow, that was a great song, and that was by the guys called Babylon Bombs. Okay, our next performer is Baron von Lichtenstein, and the Baron's website is myspace.com/Jim Stein. It's a weird spelling. It's myspace.com/JimStiene. That's myspace.com/JimStiene. And Jim, if I'm mispronouncing your name, please forgive me. It says here in his bio he was born in a crossfire hurricane. He howled at his dog in the pouring rain. He was heir to an adult bookstore chain, ran for office, was arrested for molesting a squirrel, and wound up hosting the Home Shopping Network from 2 to 4 on Tuesdays. He's from Pennsylvania, and his rock influences were alternative pop, punk, trace, techno, hip-hop, and, of course, my favorite classic rock. And speaking of classic rock, by the way, if you haven't had a chance to go to the homepage at www.daverabbit.podomatic.com, if you go to my archive page, you're going to find a song done by my high school band back in 66, I think, is when we cut the record. There's a photograph of the band. It's pretty funny. We look like the Beatles, kind of a Beatles overthrow, if you will. So if you hadn't had a chance to go to the website and listen to the Dave Aru and the Playboys in the song Don't Take Your Love Away, you're missing out on something. It's really a flashback. We thought we were Joe Studley, you know what I mean. Okay, here we go. This is Baron von Lichtenstein in a song called No Way Out.
And the hits just keep on coming. Never said I was your alibi. I never said that I'd repeat your lies. From the tenements whose dreams will die.
Baron von Lichtenstein, No Way Out. Well, that's just about going to wrap up the first inaugural show for the Rabbit Podcast Zone, but we're going to have one last band that's going to kind of take us out to a finalized ending. Again, I want to remind everybody to come to the website at www.daverabbit.podomatic.com. Find episode one and be sure and put some comments to the band, personal notes or whatever. And if you want to put an email address or something like that where they can contact you personally, please be sure and do so. Okay, here we go. Our last band is a band called Black Furies. That's F-U-R-I-E-S. And they have a website at www.blackfuries.com. That's B-L-A-C-K-F-U-R-I-E-S.com. They're based out of San Francisco, and they have a lot of punk influence. Their latest release, Death Trip Saturday Night, is now out on Gearhead Records. Some of their band influences are Turbo Negro, Black Flag, MC5, Bad Brains, Stooges, and New York Dolls. So let's listen to them, and I'll see you during the next episode of the Rabbit Podcast Zone. Ladies and gentlemen, bringing us up, Black Furies, Murder City Shakedown. Take care, everybody. This hard rock podcast show. I hope you enjoyed this little trip inside the music and the mind of Dave Rabbit. Check back often for new episodes featuring artists and their music from the Pod Show Podsafe Music Network at www.podshow.com. For more fun, music, audio, and video, visit my official podcast network home at www.daverabbit.podomatic.com. Until next time, this is Dave Rabbit. Peace, my brothers and sisters. Peace.